ASL's top story this hour, an update this morning on one of the LDS missionaries caught on the Brussels attacks.
Elder Richard Norby is no longer in a medically induced coma. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage now. Belgium under attack. Mary?
Mary Ellen, Elder Norby's wife and mission companion, Pam Norby, says she would have been at the airport, too, if there was room in the car. She told NBC it's a miracle her husband was not injured worse from the shrapnel.
One side has a little more burn on it than the other. And they said what a blessing it was that he didn't turn totally around, because all that would have hit his vital organs.
The Norbys are from Lehi. Their son Jason wrote on Facebook that they asked his father to open his eyes if he could hear them. And he gathered his energy, lifted his head off the pillow, and turned his head in their direction. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report, an LDS missionary who was badly hurt in the Brussels attack is now out of his medically induced coma.
His family is speaking out in a new interview. Our live team coverage, Belgium under attack, begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Mary Ellen, Pam Norby told NBC this weekend that doctors were starting to bring her husband out of the medically induced coma on Saturday. She says one miracle is that he turned just enough away from the blast so that the shrapnel did not hit any vital organs.
The very first thought for me was, I'll take him with whatever. I'm just glad he's alive.
And glad the others are alive, too. She says she would have been with them, but there was no room in the car. She says her husband was able to call her from the airport and tell her what had happened before the call dropped. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.